We had kind of a special purpose for being together tonight, and it's a pretty simple one, basically, but it's just to incite a riot in each person's heart to love and adore and worship and appreciate and magnify Jesus, explore the depth of His wisdom and His love and His righteousness and His peace and His patience and His goodness, and just to bring forth that fruit of true Christianity in each of our lives, to refocus a little bit on that. And in that last song that we sang, it ended by saying, "Lord, come quickly, hallelujah." And there's certainly more than one way to look at that. Lord, come quickly. You know, I'm tired. I'm burnt out. I'm tempted more than I want to be. I've failed more than I'd like. I'm persecuted more than I ever imagined I could be. I'm lonely. I miss you. I need you. I want the fulfillment of all that you are. Lord, come quickly. Come on the clouds with great glory. Come with weapons of righteousness in left and hand and right, and riding on your white horse, faithful and true, to tread out the winepress of the wrath of God Almighty and make all of your enemies your footstool. Lord, come quickly, crush Satan under your feet and ours. There's another way to sing that song, Lord, come quickly, hallelujah. And that might be summed up in Paul's letter to his precious brothers and sisters in the local assembly of believers in the various places in Galatia, where he said, "I'm in the pains of childbirth until Christ is formed in you." I know you're saved, chapter 3. I know you've received the good news of Jesus, chapter 1. I know that the Spirit of God lives inside of you, and yet I'm in the pains of childbirth until Christ is actually formed in you, until you can identify with Jesus as a person. Once we viewed Christ even after the flesh, but no longer so. Now we're new creations. And God's heart is that we would be able to join our hearts and our minds and our wills to the very heart and the mind and the will of God Almighty, the Creator of the universe. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. But we have the mind of Christ, the very personality of Christ. And that's God's heart for us, that it not just be this doing and not doing sort of Christianity, believing and not believing sort of Christianity, but that our heart, our mind, and our will would be melted into His. And not that there wouldn't be challenges, not that there wouldn't be temptations and failures from time to time, but that as a way of life, our heart and our mind and our personality are melted into His and bonded into Him. Remember, Paul spoke of being jealous that he would present us to one husband, that is Jesus, and that the two would become one. I mean, that is God's heart for us. Not just struggling through a Christian life, but that His personality would become ours. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Not Christ for you, that's good. He can deliver us from our sins. He can help us in our weaknesses. Not Christ for you, the hope of glory. Not Christ with you, the hope of glory. Our companion, our friend. Not Christ upon you, the hope of glory. He can empower us to do mighty exploits and to speak in tongues and to do miracles. Christ upon you, the hope of glory. Not even that, but the most glorious of them all, of the new covenant, the most glorious promise of them all is to be a partaker of the divine nature. Christ in you, the hope of glory. The ability to conquer bad attitudes. The ability to not be moody. The ability to not be pushed to and fro by persecution and failure, to not let business things crush us, to not let personality differences weigh us down and harm us and cause us to be less than loving with others. But Christ in you, causing us to keep His commands and decrees, making His personality ours, making His mind ours, Christ in us, the revelation of Christ, the baptism and the filling and the overflowing and the brimming and the flowing out of the river of God out of our lives, that's the nature of the New Testament and the hope of our inheritance. And so it was suggested that we spend a little bit of time over the next couple of evenings maybe talking about that and reading this booklet that that speaks of some of these things. Before we read the booklet, I thought it might be good as I was thinking and praying about this evening, and others were fasting and praying about this evening, that I might read some of the personality qualities of our Messiah, the one that lives inside of us, and just give you some things to think about, some things to embrace in your heart. As you're wanting to see Him, as you're wanting to behold Him, you remember Paul wrote that as we behold Him, we're transfigured from one degree of glory to another by the Lord who is the Spirit. As you behold Him, well, who is this person we're beholding? And I like to suggest some different qualities that He has. And you know, I'll just read you some chapter headings of this book, and I'm just going to bounce around just a little bit here, but I want to just sort of expand our overall vision of who it is that we're becoming individually and corporately.